Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me today for Favor of Life, the process of there where we walk by faith and not by sight to the call, destiny, and purpose of God. Pray that you had a wonderful worship experience this weekend and that you were able to enter into his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise as you believe the report of the Lord and see the demonstration of his power in your life. We are growing every single day in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We are seeing the dominion of his power in our lives, and we'll see him change us line upon line, precept upon precept, glory to glory, height to height, depth to depth, faith to faith. And we are understanding more and more that as we grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, as we apply the word of God, we become light to someone else. We become salt to someone else. We become that favor to someone else that is needed to necessary for them to know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, to draw them to him, but also to encourage the believer who walks in faith by faith in their walk of faith and know that they are more than a conqueror, that God has chosen you for such a time as this, chosen me at such a time as this to be the instruments of righteousness that he wants to use in the earth for his glory. We have been studying faith. We're going back to studying faith, coming out of Hebrews 11, and we're going to talk some more about faith and what faith is and the command of faith, because we understand that without faith, it is impossible for us to please God. Our faith is what pleases him, and it is faith that allows us to even grab a hold to the salvation that we have in God. We understand that our faith is powerful. Faith believes that God is and that he is the reward of those that diligently seek after him. Our faith is powerful because we can't believe that God is unless we have faith, and then we can't believe that he's a rewarder unless we believe that God is, and then we can't believe that because when we diligently seek after him that he's going to reward us if we don't believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder, and that he is a God that is faithful, and that he will do exactly what he says. So our faith is powerful because it's the connection that says everything that I know about God, everything that I've read about him, everything that I understand by the Spirit to be true, which I know it is about him, I know for certain that he will do exceedingly abundantly in my life. Everything that he said, everything that I ask him to do, I'll allow him to do. He's going to do that, and he's going to go beyond that because he's just that kind of God. We have seen here in Hebrews 11 how God basically allows each one of the heroes of faith to walk in faith that demonstrates something that we're still learning about, still talking about, still growing in, still gathering information on, and understanding that their walk of faith was a walk that trusted God completely, and we have to do the same. It is by faith that Abel offered up a greater sacrifice, a costly sacrifice, and we understand that our sacrifices of worship, of praise, of faith, even of obedience will cost us, but it's worth it because someone's life is going to be touched about it. Enoch lived in such a way by his faith that he pleased God, and we want to please God in our faith. We want to please him in what we do. Noah obeyed God and a divine warning, and he built an ark. So whatever divine warning God gives us by faith, whatever he tells us by faith, whatever he commands of us by faith, we want to have that type of faith of Noah that we are going to obey God, and we're going to do what he says. Abraham left Ur, and he moved out of where he knew to be his family history, his family, everything, and he began to follow hard after God, not even knowing where he was going, but he knew that God spoke and he had to obey. Now, as we walk further into our walk of faith, we're going to go back to Genesis and study Abraham again, and we're going to study how his walk of faith was a faith that pleased God, and it was a walk that commanded the blessings and the benefits and the overflow of God, not only on him, but every generation that sought the will of God, the way of God, and called on the name of Jesus. Also, he was able to be raised up by God to be a great man of God, and we want God to raise us up so that he can get glory out of us. Isaac, Sarah bore Isaac at an old age, and that lets us know that God is not restricted by age. So wherever we're starting in our faith or starting in our walk of faith, starting in our lives, even changing in our lives. It does not matter with God. When we walk obediently according to faith and we do what he says, he is able to take what days we have and stretch them and bless them and command more, because the Bible says that is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof. So even in the place that you're at, look for God because of your faith in him and his word to make your ladder greater. Look for him to bring you out with more. Look for him to open up doors no man can open. Look for the blessings of God. Look for him to change some things, break some things. Look by faith and see that the word of God for your life and the promises of God for your life is yes and amen, and that he desires to give you all that he says and make it manifest in your life, in your lifetime, and you're going to enjoy what God did, because Sarah was able to enjoy the blessing that she waited for, even though she was very old. It doesn't matter how old you are, what season you're starting in. If God is for you, he's more than the whole world against you, and your faith says, I trust the God that has spoken the word concerning my life, and he's going to bring it to pass. Now, we see that also Abraham was willing to offer up Isaac, his son, by trusting God. That means that there will be a time in your life that whatever God has blessed you with, he wants to see if you love him more than you love it, or you cling to him more than you cling to it. And it will be a test that God will give you, just as he did with Abraham, to see if you love him more than you love that degree, that home, that spouse, those children, that car, that position, that title, that wealth, whatever it is. God wants to know that I'm first in your life, and he will test you, and your test may not be my test or even the test of Abraham. It will be some other test, but understand that God will want to see if you love him at more than you love that which he's allowed you to have and blessed you with in your life, that he's always going to be first, that you're always going to give him worship and praise and thanksgiving. You're always going to look to him, the author and the finisher of your faith, that you're always going to glorify him, obey him, that you're still going to pant hard after him and run to him and serve him and just be in his presence, that those things or that place or that position or whatever he's given you does not take more residence or precedence over him and his word and his will for your life, that you're always going to be submitted unto him cheerfully, chasing after him, panting after him to please him. So, you know, that's going to be part of your faith walk as well. Isaac was able to be a blessing to his sons and to put his hands on his sons and exhort them in the obedience of the covenant that God gave. God wants you to be able to transfer, to give that anointing, give that resource, or give that knowledge, that wisdom to someone else. He wants you to be a blessing to someone else by faith. And your faith in him lets us be a blessing. We pass on what God has given to us. We pass on that legacy. We pass on that impartation of power, of knowledge, of truth, so someone else's life can be blessed. This is all the time I have for today. I'm so happy to be back with you again, empowering you for another 15 minutes and knowing that God is faithful to do what he promised in your life. I pray that you are receiving this teaching and empowerment of faith and that it pushes you to the next place, that you trust God beyond where you see, that you see in the spirit and you gain and get everything that God has promised you, knowing that he is faithful to do exceedingly abundantly far above what you ask, think, or even imagine. Have a blessed day. I'm Pastor Cheryl Faxton, and we'll be back tomorrow for another 15 minutes. An empowerment of favor life. God bless.